So what'd the IRS say?
You haven't paid taxes since 94, Donnie.
I'm going to prison if I don't get 43 lives.
Holy cow, that's my boy.
He moved out when he turned 18. I haven't seen him since.
He is one of the youngest hedge fund managers in the financial industry.
Todd, your old man is here.
Donnie, what are you doing here?
What type of guy would miss his son's wedding?
You were basically the worst parent ever.
I was awesome.
You let me eat cake and lollipops for breakfast every day.
That's what you asked for.
You're supposed to say no.
Okay, here's the deal. There was a time about a decade ago when Adam Sandler actually made decent movies. It was my hope that the R-rated film That's My Boy with him and Andy Samberg might mark a return to these films. It wasn't. While That's My Boy deviates from Sandler's recent crop of films about awkward rich guys with hot love interests, it's not much better. The story follows a washed-up media celebrity who impregnated his 8th grade teacher. He owes back taxes and tries to reconnect with his estranged son at the weekend of his wedding. Thoroughly unfunny with an impossible-to-swallow premise, That's My Boy tries to make its audience laugh with misplaced raunchy humor and decades-old cliches. It might deliver one or two laughs for the sober crowd, but on the whole, it's as terrible as those other films he's been making lately. That's My Boy gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.